Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఓం వాసుదేవం రమాకాంతం నత్వా లౌగాక్షి భాస్కరః కురుతే జైమినినయే ప్రవేశాయార్థ సంగ్రహం. ఇయాంస్తు విశేషః. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ హియర్. యద్ వికల్పాద్ ఏక ప్రతిషేధే అపి ప్రతిషిధ్యమానస్య నానర్థహేతుత్వం విధి నిషేధ ఉభయస్యాపి కర్తృత్వాత్ యద్ వికల్పాత్ విత్ ది చాయిస్ ఏక ప్రతిషేధే అపి వన్ ఇస్ నెగేటెడ్ వన్ సైడ్ ఇస్ నెగేటెడ్ దో అపి ప్రతిషిధ్యమానస్య నానర్థ హేతుత్వం ది నెగేటెడ్ వన్ విల్ నాట్ గివ్ యూ ది రాంగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ విల్ నాట్ గివ్ యూ రాంగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ మీన్ విల్ నాట్ బి ఫర్ రాంగ్ థింగ్ అగైన్ హియర్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ డజన్ అటైన్ అప్రమాణికత్వ బికాస్ విధి నిషేధ ఉభయస్యాపి కర్తృత్వాత్ నెగేషన్ ఆల్సో సీ యూ నెగేట్ సంథింగ్ దట్ నెగేషన్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో కర్తృత్వ ఫర్ ది కర్త ఓన్లీ కర్మ ఓన్లీ యూ డూ విధి పర్ఫార్మ్ దట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ కర్మ యూ డూ నిషేధ దట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ కర్మ నాట్ డూయింగ్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో నాన్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ కర్మ ఓన్లీ ఇట్స్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ నాన్ పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఇస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ లైక్ ఎత్ర తు న వికల్ప ప్రతిషేధ రాగత ఏవ ప్రతిషేధశ్చ పురుషార్థః తత్ర ప్రతిషిధ్యమానస్య అనర్థహేతుత్వం నౌ ఎత్ర తు వికల్ప వేర్ యు టేక్ అప్ చాయిస్ ప్రాప్తిశ్చ రాగత ఏవ అండ్ దట్ వేర్ ది రాగత ఇట్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ది బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్లీ డిజైర్ by desire only not because of shastra there pratishedascha purushartah tatra pratishidyamana the negation is purushartha where there is choice it is available by desire it is available by shruti now shruti says no your desire says yes now if you choose the vikalpa if you want to do you don't want to do then there is a problem and పురుషార్థ తత్ర ఇది వాట్ షుడ్ వన్ డూ ఓకే ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ బ్రెయిన్స్ వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ డూ జస్ట్ టెల్ మీ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ సే ది ఓన్లీ థింగ్ శృతి సేస్ ఇస్ నెగేషన్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ డూ నెగేటింగ్ ది రాగత ప్రాప్తి బికాస్ అనర్థ ప్రతిషిధ్యమానస్య అనర్థ హేతుత్వాత్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ నెగేటెడ్ ఇఫ్ యూ పర్ఫార్మ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ యూ ఓన్లీ ట్రబుల్ ఇట్స్ గోయింగ్ టు బి కాస్ ఫర్ ట్రబుల్ లైక్ యథా న కలంజం భక్షేత్ ఇత్యాదౌ కలంజ భక్షణాదేహే తత్ర భక్షణ నిషేధస్యేవ పురుషార్థత్వాత్ ఇన్ ది కలంజ భక్షణ ఇన్ ది పాయిసన్డ్ ఆరో ఇన్ ది పాయిసన్డ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎనిమల్ ఇస్ కిల్డ్ దట్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ ఈట్ ది శృతి సేస్ నౌ ఇఫ్ యూ ఈట్ దట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ యూ దట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి కాస్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ ట్రబుల్ సో ఈ నాన్ డూయింగ్ నాన్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది బెస్ట్ వే టు డూ లైక్ పలాండుం న భక్ష్యేత్ ఇట్ సేస్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ ఈట్ దిస్ ఆనియన్ ఆర్ గార్లిక్ ఓకే ఐ ఈట్ గార్లిక్ ఐ హ్యావ్ గ్యాస్ట్రిక్ ట్రబుల్ సో ఐ ఈట్ గార్లిక్ ది శృతి సేస్ ఓకే ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు యూజ్ ఇట్ అస్ మెడిసిన్ ఈస్ ఇట్ గుడ్ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు యూజ్ ఇట్ అస్ మెడిసిన్ బికాస్ పలాండుం భక్ష్యేత్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నెగేటెడ్ ఇఫ్ యూ గో ఇఫ్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ యూ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఇఫ్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు ఈట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి అధర్మ అండ్ అధర్మ విల్ కాస్ ఓన్లీ రాంగ్ రిజల్ట్స్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ సే ఐ హ్యావ్ సమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ గ్యాస్ట్రిక్ ట్రబుల్ దట్ ఈస్ వై ఐఎమ్ టేకింగ్ ఇఫ్ యూ సే ఓకే ఫైన్ ఇఫ్ ది గ్యాస్ట్రిక్ ట్రబుల్ ఇస్ ట్రీటెడ్ విత్ దిస్ మెడిసిన్ అట్లీస్ట్ యూ విల్ బి హ్యాపీ హియర్ though you will be troubled there at least you will be saved from here this problem but if it is not going to treat the problem then you are going to gain the trouble here and hereafter both the places it's going to be trouble that is why it is negated so nacha dikshito but there is another place nacha dikshito na dadati na jhoti ityado see if you are performing something which is negated that is going to be cause for trouble Understand, if you are going to do something, it is going to be cause for trouble if it is negated by Shastra. One. Two, there is another place. If it is performed, though the Shastra negates, if it is performed, it is not cause for trouble. Where? There is this place. Dikshito nadadati najuho dityadau. In the place where the Shruti says, Dikshitaha, one who is given a diksha. Given a diksha means, see, before the karma, the yajamana, he is given a diksha. Like they here in the, during the karma, they tie a yellow thread or something. So, like that, there also there is a kind of diksha. They tie a band on their head. They will say, now you are given diksha. Or they can tie a yellow thread or a small robe. Now you are given diksha. Now after this diksha is done, this diksha is a karma, small karma, which is a part of a big karma. If it is done, once done, na dadati na juhoti, he should not give alms. He should not give any alms. Whatever dana he is performing in the sacrifice, that is different. But other than that, he should not give any alms. And he should not perform any other yaga other than this yaga. No, this is negated. Now someone is coming. I am given diksha. And someone is asking for something. See, please, I want this. I want to save somebody this. Now I am going to give money. I am going to give alms. What will happen to me? Because it is negated by the Shastra. Even you are given diksha, you should not do. Will my karma, the result of the karma will be destroyed? If you say, ityado shastra prapta dana omadi nam nishedat vikalpa apatti viti vachyam. There, I said first, whatever is ragata prapta, when the Shastra comes, that is negated. Whatever is available in Shastra, when the Shastra negates it, then there is choice. You either do it or don't do it. Now here, Dikshito na dadati na juhoti, it is said. But, Yajyam danam tapascheiva pavanani manishina. It is said in the Gita and other smritis that one should have to give dana, one should have to do yaga. These are the purificative rites for the person, it is said. He has to give alms. Now, at one place, it says you give alms. The other place, after diksha, you don't do. Now, you should not take this to be choice. This is not choice here. Then what? Swatav purushartha bhuta dana homadina nishedasya purushartatva abhavepi nishidhyamanasya anartha hetutvat. See, here, Swataha purushartha bhuta dana homadina. Dana, homa, etc. are that things to be performed by a person which to gain good results. Now, nishetasya purushartatva abhave api. In the nishetha, though there is no purushartha, don't do it once you are given diksha. What will I gain? There is no result. But still, nishidhyamanasya anarthetutva, the Shruti has negated it. Negated means there is a reason for it. Like, there is another example. Yatha kratau stri, swastri gamana dehe, tan nishedasya, kartvartha penatasya, kratu vaigunya sampadakatvat. There is another statement. Striyam na upeyat, it says. When you are given diksha, when you are katau striyam no upayat, when you are doing some performing some karma, big karma, there it is said, striyam no upayat, don't copulate with your wife. It is very clearly said. Now, it is ragata prapta. I have an instinct, I have an urge for copulation. Now, this, will it disturb the karma, the result of the karma? Ragata prapta, it's said you should not do. Now what will happen? It will tan nishedasya kritartatvena. The negation is also a part of karma. Now tasya kartu vaigunya sampadakatva. Because if you perform, the results will not be disturbed. But the results will not be destroyed. But the results will be disturbed. the result will not be destroyed, but the result will be disturbed. So you have to perform a prayaschitta karma there. There is a escape. You have to perform a prayaschitta karma for this karma, sir. For giving dana or copulation. These karmas, there are prayaschitta karmas. Arthavadu Mimamsa. So after discussing all the other parts of Veda, now finally we come to Arthavada. What is Arthavada? Prashastya Ninda Anyatara Vakyam Arthavada Anyatara Param Vakyam Arthavada. Prashastya Ninda Anyatara Paravakyam Arthavada. Arthavada means that statement which is either prashastya, extolling something, or ninda, or degrading something, putting down something. Any of this, it can be extolling something or demeaning something, putting down something. So in both ways, that is arthavada. It can say, oh, if you do that, you will get it result. That can be like that. If you do that, you will gain this bad result. It can be also arthavada. Both ways arthavada can be there. Tasya cha lakshanaya prayojanavat artha paryavasanam. But what is the use of arthavada? Arthavada is some useless statement, extolling something or demeaning something. Means it's not going to be of any use. There is no relationship with karma. Whatever has no relationship with karma has no use. It's useless words if you say don't do that. Because it helps you to prod you to perform the karma in a better way. If you are lazy or things like that, then it says, oh, he will give results very fast. That devata will give results very fast. Then you will start performing the karmas. It helps you to get a clarity in doing the karma. Tatha hi, like he says, arthavada vakyam hi swartha pratipadane prayojana abhavat vidhe nishedhyoho prashasya ninditatve lakshanaya pratipadayati. Arthavada vakyam hi, any arthavada vakya, swartha pratipadane prayojana abhavat, they don't have anything inside it, any meaning under it to prove something directly. Though like that, vidhe nishedhyoho, whatever is done vidhi of or whatever is done nishedha of, whatever is injunction to do or whatever is an injunction not to do, they prashasya ninditatve, when they are extolled, whatever is done vidhi of, it is extolled, and whatever is done nishedha of, it is demeaned, then lakshanaya pratipadeti, it will support it. Oh, okay, this is so great. Oh, I understand. Oh, this is so cheap. Oh, I understand. Like that, it give you a knowledge. Swartha matra paratve anarthakya prasangati. If you say swartha matra paratve, it gives that its meaning, then there is no use for it. It's already there in the vidivakya. So you don't need this arthavada vakya. Amnaya hi kriyartatva, because amnaya, the Veda, is for kriyartha. It's to perform. Therefore, nacha ishtapati, if you say like that, no, we don't have any trouble because we accept that. Why? Swadhyayo adhyetavya iti adhyena vidhina sakra Veda adhyenam kartavyam iti bodhayata. Sarva Vedasya prayojanavat artha paryavasayitvam suchayatao upatatvena upatatvena artha anarthakya anutpatte. Hey, because swadhyayo adhyetavya, what is this? Say this statement, swadhyaya, one should have to study one's own branch of Veda with the meaning. Iti adhyana vidhina, this vidhi, sakala Veda adhyanam, it says you have to study the Veda in totality, whatever your branch, you have to study totally. Kartavyam, that is said. Now you have to do, that is done. But bodheta, given this meaning, sarva vedasya prayojanavad artha paryavasayatvam, you have to understand the meaning of the Vedas, not just without meaning and knowing the Vedas, the Shabda Jnana, not just the Shabda Jnana, Artha Jnana also it is saying. Therefore, Suchita Upatatvena, in this way, it is pointing out to the meaning also. Therefore, it is not of no use. Arthavada Vibhaga, and this Arthavada is of two types. One is Sachadvidaha, Vidishesha, Nishedha Shesha Cheti. Vidishesha, Nishedha Shesha. It is either part of vidhi or part of nishedha. Shesha is a leftover part. So it can be, this Arthavada Vakya can be either a part of Vidhi or a part of Nishedha. It can be supporting a Vidhi Vakya or it can be supporting a Nishedha Vakya. Tatra Vayavyam. So this example which we already saw, he is bringing it again. Vayavyam Shvetamala Bhed Bhuti Kamaha Ityadi Vidhi Sheshasya. There is this Vidhi which says Vayavyam Shvetam Alabhet, Vayu Devata for Vayu Devata, Shvetam Alabhet, this thing with whiteness, you do, you perform that cow, use this white cow for the oblation to help you gain the vibhuti, to gain the wealth. If you are desirous of wealth, if you desire wealth, do this sacrifice with white cow for Vayu Devata. That is the knowledge we gain. Now here, okay, you have said you have done your job, okay, fine, I will do, Vayavyam, okay, Vayavyam Shvetam Alabhet, I know I will do. If you think like that, if you are lazy, if you are lethargic, the Vakya says, Vayurvai Kshepishta Devata, Ityadehe Videya Arthatva Prashatyatva Bodhakataya Arthavatvam. So, this is Taittiriya Samhita, it again says, Vayurve Kshepishta Devata, Vayu will give you results very faster. Kshepishta is faster Devata. Kshepishta Devata means faster Devata. Meaning, he is so fast, he will give results also faster. So now, you are lethargic. Now it says, oh, he will give results faster? Now why should I not try this? And it's going to give me wealth. So, it will help me in doing the karma. So, that statement which helps you to do this karma is Arthavada, which is Vidishesha. And Barishi Rajatam Nadeyam Ityari Nisheda Sheshasya. There is this statement, Nisheda, which says, Barishi Rajatam Nadeyam. This is also part of Taittiriya Samhita. Barishi Rajatam Nadeyam. Barishi. There is a Yaga called Barhir Yaga. In this Barhi Yaga, you should not, it's a Yaga which is related to Rudra Devata. In this Yaga, you should not give Rajata, which is silver. You should not give silver as gift in this Yaga. Now, it has negated. Okay, so what if I give? I will give only. Shruti says, I will give only. If it says not to do, I will do only that. This is the normal idea of us. So, he will start trying to give this Rajata, this silver as a gift. Shruti comes and says again, if you do that, what will happen? So, arodit, yet arodit, tadruddhasya ruddhattvam, ityade nishedhisya, nishedhattva, vodhakataya, arthavattvam. It says, so arodit, why should I not give? It gives the meaning. So arodit tad ruddhasya ruddhattvam. One who, see, there is a story behind this. Before the story, I will tell this small thing. See, normally, when they say, you do this, you don't do this, youngsters, they always ask questions. Why should I not do this? Why should I do this? Ha! Stop this. It is said in the Shruti. It's said by elders. Elders say this. My grandfather told me, do this, you do this. Why do you ask questions? This is not the way of Shruti. Shruti explains. If it is necessary, it explains. If it is not necessary, it does not explain. That is a different thing. So, it explains. Why should I not give? There is this story.